It's the morning after Fidel Castro's death at Ermita de la Caridad in Coconut Grove. For decades, this church has been a gathering place for Cuban exiles in Miami. Some churchgoers are here to ask for forgiveness for rejoicing the death of the dictator. The church's rector, Father Fernando Aria, is prepared to offer it.
We expect that a lot of people are going to be coming for confession. And I'm sure the mea culpa for today is I have been happy that he's dead. And we never wish that upon any human being.
Some form of that guilt is on the mind of Cubans at the church. Lourdes Sogar drove here from West Kendall with her mother and two flags in tow, one American, one Cuban. Sogard said she felt the urge to come to the church after hearing the news.
It's never a good thing that you're happy for because somebody died, but this person did a lot of harm. So we thought that it would be best just to come and pray.
Vicente Campos is also thinking about this guilt, but only partially.
The devil is dead. I'm sorry. You know, some people say, you should not celebrate the death of someone, but we do. So we come here to thank God.
Father Aria interprets the celebratory attitude a little differently.
They're letting out the pain that for 58 years they've been holding in their hearts. And you have to let it go. And this is their way of letting go.
In this delicate time, Father Aria says he hopes to do what Ermita de la Caridad has always done: unite the Cuban people. I'm Lisanne Ramos in Miami.